Here we have Matthew's story of the empty tomb. And there is something most fitting in that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary should be the first to receive the news of the risen Lord and to encounter him. They had been there at the cross. They had been there when he was laid in the tomb. And now they were the first to know the joy of the resurrection. They had to come to anoint Jesus' body with spices to give him a more appropriate embalming. En route, they were concerned about who would move the stone for them. On seeing the stone rolled away from the opening of the tomb and hearing the angel proclaim that Jesus was not present, that he had been raised, they were filled with wonder and joy. The good news of the resurrection became their message to share. Everyone present that day felt the effect of the resurrection. Now, what effect does the resurrection have on you this night? Can we celebrate Easter and not be moved? Can we still have the world as it was yesterday? Perhaps we have become a little complacent in our usual day-to-day activities, and the resurrection is all well and good to talk about on Easter, but it doesn't reach beyond our Saturday night or Sunday morning church services. I think maybe that is why Matthew reminds us that the whole world shook on that first Easter morning. Luke records Easter as a meal on Sunday evening with the risen Christ. John has the resurrected Jesus encountering Mary Magdalene in the garden. But what about Matthew? What is significant of his story? Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake because the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and approached the tomb. He rolled back the stone and was sitting on it. Easter is an earthquake that shook the whole world. It got everyone's attention. On the cross, the world did all it could to Jesus. At Easter, God did all he could to the world, and the earth shook. And when the stone was rolled away that entombed Jesus and the earth shook, we got our first glimpse of a new world. It's a world where death doesn't have the last word. Easter not only moves us, it touches something deep down inside of us. We encounter God's wonder, the feeling of surprise and awe aroused by something strange and unexpected. It's what Mary Magdalene and the other Mary felt when they learned that Jesus had risen. They departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. In the resurrection, we are given an additional gift. Forces from beyond liberate us from slavery and take us into a new world. We move from being constricted to being set free. We replace a God whom we fear with a God in whom we rejoice. This is portrayed vividly in the angel, the messenger, who removes the stone and sits on it. We do not fear death. We are Easter people. We have passed from darkness to light, from fear to joy. As we have seen throughout Holy Week, the betrayal of Jesus by Judas, the denials of Jesus by Peter, the abandonment of Jesus by all of his disciples, the rejection of Jesus by the religious leaders, and the punishment of Jesus by the political authorities. You know the wounds and scars were deep, and indeed they led to his death by torture on a cross, an act of excruciating physical pain and utter public humiliation. And so it is remarkable that in Matthew 28, Jesus speaks to the women who want to worship him and says, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The resurrection is the power of the gospel to make all things new, to transform bitterness into forgiveness and hatred into love. Go and tell those who betrayed me? No. Go tell those who denied that they know me? No. Go and tell those who abandoned me? No. Go and tell my brothers to meet me. And so we are in process, in motion, passing from darkness to light, from fear to joy, from hatred to love. We are the Easter people. We are the people of hope. A few weeks ago, many of us gathered here and received the ashes on our forehead, a symbol of death. We remembered that the earliest churches saw these 40 days as a day of preparation for baptism. As St. Paul wrote in Romans that was read to us earlier, "Do you not know that all who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried together with him through baptism into his death, so that just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too can walk in the newness of life. If we have died with Christ, we have faith that we will also live with Christ." Maybe some of us here this evening have struggles in our own lives between darkness and light. So if the stone has been rolled away, are you ready to walk out of the tomb? Maybe some of us have struggles in our lives between fear and joy. We've been paralyzed by some damaging, traumatic, or scarring experience. If death has been swallowed up in victory, are you willing to rejoice? Maybe some of us have struggles between hatred and love. There is some relationship, some history, some prejudice. And so if Jesus can call his betrayers brothers, are we willing to actively love others, to live into the resurrection? When you and I encounter the living Christ, our only response is to celebrate his presence. That's Easter. It is the presence of Jesus that moves us and touches us deeply. It is the rocking experience of Jesus' triumph and the relational experience of Jesus' presence. It becomes an experience to imagine that God will be present in our lives to roll the stone away from our hearts. Amen.